Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odell was introduced to the Cleveland media the other day. He didn't say anything bad, nothing great. You know, your typical, happy to be here. I was surprised. Right, I didn't see it coming.
Right.
He did say that it's a league in which you can't really pick where you want to go, which is not really true when you look at what happened to Antonio Brown. I mean, Antonio Brown forced his way to Oakland.
I can also say a couple of John Elway.
Yeah, Eli Manning.
Right, exactly right.
No, you can force your way where you want to go.
Indeed.
It is going to be interesting to watch from afar how the Cleveland experiment goes, because on offense and on defense, they have a lot of talent. I think they're clearly the most talented team in that division, but they also have a lot of big personalities. The quarterback has a big personality. Yep. Odell and his best friend Jarvis Landry have a personality. Yep. You've got a running back that needs to come back from suspension and basically be on his best behavior, and you've got a guy who was a rookie last year, had a really good year in Nick Chubb, so how they divvy up the carries will certainly be fascinating. You got a lot of big personalities on defense as well. Old friend Sheldon Richardson is on that team right now.
Miles Garrett,
who's a hell of a player. Yeah, they're really, really talented. It goes, we'll see.
Well, again, but how did the Browns, a team that has not won in a million years, haven't even had a winning season in a million years, how did the Browns react to being the favorite now?
It's a great question.
You know, that's that, because they are going to be the favorite in that division. There's no doubt about it. They're the trendy team. How are they going to react with the pressure to win now on them?
And one big factor, they have a head coach who doesn't have any experience.
He's a rookie.
As a head coach.
Right.
In Freddie Kitchens.
Indeed.
But, you know, I heard Gio and Boomer say this morning, and it's so true. And I don't remember this with any other athlete, with Odell, when you look at his time here. Odell Beckham Jr., for the longest time, was rumored, or at least there were opinions on the radio from callers and hosts, trade Odell Beckham Jr. And it never went away, even when he signed his extension.
Mm-hmm.
He signs this extension, you think it would put an end to it. It never put an end to it. I mean, Odell was talked about on this radio station constantly for years, and it always seemed, Joe, it was around the idea of, should they trade him?
Right, yep.
And then it finally happened.
Yep.
So in this odd way, I'm glad he's gone, because that cloud hovering over all of us of, should they trade Odell? Will they trade Odell? Can they trade Odell? What can they get for Odell? Odell, Odell, Odell. It's gone now. They actually pulled the trigger. They traded the guy.
It is gone. But it's going to be fascinating watching the Browns next year. It really is. This coming season.
How they
react to all the pressure that's going to be on them and all the hype that's going to surround them.
And speaking of the hype, so I know you didn't love the news that the Packers and the Bears are going to open up the NFL season.
Yeah, it's not the traditional thing for the football.
Yeah, they're doing it because it's the 100th year of the NFL.
Why.
So they figure, hey, let's take one of our oldest rivalries and have the game. So the Patriots will have their traditional home
game on
Sunday night. And so you look at who they're playing or who they could potentially play at home, and you say to yourself, all right, well, what's the most appealing
could
team
play the
that
Giants,
they could play?
Right?
They could play the Giants, but they could also play the Cleveland Browns.
No, that's true.
And based on, you know, what you're saying, because you're right about the hype and the intrigue of this Cleveland Brown team, don't they almost have to be the team?
Yeah, I guess so.
Here are the options. You tell me. You ready?
Go ahead.
There's no real
history with the Browns, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there is, Bill.
Yeah, I guess that.
You got that?
You do have that. I guess you want to look at that.
Yeah. You could create history.
Yeah, I guess so. That's creating it, all right.
So you've got the Jets. You want to do Jets, Patriots?
No, it won't
probably
be the Jets. No.
You could do the Dolphins. You could do Buffalo.
Right.
You can do the Giants.
I don't think it'll be a divisional game.
Okay.
Giants, at least, is you have the two Super Bowls and all of that, you know?
You could do Dallas.
Yeah, could.
You can do Pittsburgh.
Right. Pittsburgh would be okay.
And then this one would be the other option. You could do Kansas City.
You know what? I bet you it's Kansas City.
And then you can do
it'll be a rematch. You know what? Now that I didn't realize they were playing the Chiefs, it'll be a rematch of the championship game. That's what I say. When does the schedule come out? Like a couple weeks, right?
Usually it's
like right before the draft.
Yeah, you're right. It's like mid-April,
so it's
going
to be coming out relatively soon.
Yeah, and that'll leak out soon. So you think it'll be Patriots-Chiefs?
That's what I'm going to say, yeah. Patriots-Chiefs. Rematch of the AFC Championship game.
You know what?
Because they'd like to do that kind of thing.
I know they do, and I can see why people would find that appealing. I like something different. Yeah. We just saw that in the AFC title game.
But they do that. That's the only reason I'm saying it. You know?
I guess what I'm saying is if it was up to me, I think I'd do it. Yeah, why not?
Right.
Why the hell not?
I mean, they're going to get a big number anyway.
It
doesn't matter who they're playing.
You could play any of these teams.
They could play anybody. They could play, you know, whatever.
Right. Football on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
The Patriots, the defending champions.
Yes.
Why not?
Right.
By the way, in case you're curious, on the road, they play the Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Redskins, and Texans. What was that?
They could play the Cardinals and get a big number.
Of course, they could play a JV team and get a big number.
Yes.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
What do you got now? What did you get, Murray?
We have another baseball extension to announce.
Okay.
Outfielder Ronald Acuna,
wow,
who's been in the major leagues for a year, has signed an 8-year, $100 million contract extension with the Atlanta, obviously with the Atlanta
Braves.
Right.
And how old is he, 24, 23?
Yeah, I think so. The deal includes two club options. That, according to Jeff Passan, who breaks every story.
He really does.
Now that he doesn't talk to us anymore.
Right, well, he's got a lot more time.
He's got more time to break the news. So here's Ronald Acuna, who won the Rookie of the Year last year, played 111 games, had a fine season. He's played four games this year. He's actually younger than that. He's 21 years old.
All right, so at the end of the contract, he's not even going to be 30.
Right, and you buy out all the arbitration years and some free agent
that's
years.
Pretty good.
Boy, oh boy. So who, if you're the Mets then, who's the next guy you would try to sign? Syndergaard? Or do you not trust him yet?
No, I trust Syndergaard.
You do?
I do, actually. I would probably sign Syndergaard. And then I'll probably give Alonso an extension.
Would you give Alonso an extension? I'm dead serious.
Could I see
why not? He made a sign.
Let me get through the year before I'm giving Alonso money. Let me see what he is, okay? Four games, it's great so far, but it's four games.
By the way, in case you keep...
I think Syndergaard's the guy.
Okay. Eloy Jimenez, who's 22 years old, made his major league debut this year. Before he made his major league debut, signed the extension, right? So far, he's 2-for-15.
There you go.
He's hitting 133. So for the Mets, it'd be Syndergaard. For you, Ernie, who would it be? It's obviously not Andujar now.
No, it's not Andujar.
It's not Betances.
Glaber?
No, it's not Glaber. No.
Well, it's Judge, obviously.
Yeah, Judge is the easy one, but it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, if the Braves just gave Acuna 8 years, $100 million,
right.
Don't you have to give Judge $150 million,
basically? You got to give him something.
Close to $200.
So you don't even think Judge is realistic then at this point. So who else would it be then? Glaber Torres?
No, not Glaber Torres.
Luke Voigt.
Can he catch a ball first?
Can he catch him?
Catch a ball.
I tell you, he is, Joe, here's the thing. He's so protective of Gary Sanchez that if you make a mistake.
You want to give him the money?
No, because I was upset the day before.
That's why you were upset.
No, but the day before I was upset because there's a line drive at him. He completely missed him. That led to a run.
That's true. Well, I didn't completely miss it. It's because your manager brought the infield in.
The ball's right at him. Go catch the freaking ball.
Stop it. That's a tough play. How about the manager play the infield back? It's an easy catch.
He's trusting his infielder, who's 23, who can move 2 feet to his right to catch a ball.
He's irrational. Listen to this guy. He's irrational.
He's very, right now, Ernie, and I sensed this yesterday. I could see yesterday Ernie was not in a good mood.
Right.
You know? Because Ernie's always very jovial, very happy. So
Dove disagrees.
Joe, there's a piece of info you need to have, by the way. There's a piece of background.
Can we say it on the air?
About Ernie?
Yeah.
That he's usually what?
No.
He can say anything.
He said there's a piece of info I need to have.
Yeah. Of course. There's another factor that's causing him anger.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, you want to know what it is?
Can we say it on the air?
Of course.
I don't want to get him in trouble.
It's totally up the alley of this radio station and sports.
Go ahead.
About, let's say, 6 weeks ago, during the offseason of our fantasy league, Ernie traded Manny Machado for Miguel Andujar.
Oh, wow.
So it's a double dozer.
No wonder you're upset.
And the bet he has with you also.
But this was even yesterday he was upset. Well, that's before Andujar we even knew about it.
Yeah, it's true. It was even before it happened.
So I figured it was because the Yankees got off to a bad start, you know.
Yeah.
He was upset that he didn't say, yeah, go ahead and bet the over on the Orioles.
By the way, did I tell you the five bets Ernie and I made Mets-Yankees?
No, I don't think you told me that yet.
All right, I'll do it real quick.
I'm Orioles on one.
He's about to lose. So one is batting average, Wilson Ramos versus Gary Sanchez.
Wow.
Okay?
That's reasonable.
Reasonable.
Yes.
Saves for Edwin Diaz versus Aaron Judge home runs.
Wow.
Now, remember, Diaz had 57
saves. 57.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. What has he got so far? One, two?
I think he's got two, doesn't
two,
he?
Two, yeah, two.
You ready for this one?
Yesterday wasn't a save.
I won this bet already. Walks. Ahmed Rosario versus Miguel Andujar.
Wow. Yeah, you did win that.
It's 1-0.
But there's no caveat for injuries.
The only thing we put in was batting average because that would obviously skew it. You know, if Wilson Ramos.
The guy's out for the year.
It's a part of the bet.
All right.
Like, here, how about this one?
All right, okay.
Innings pitch, Noah Syndergaard versus James Paxton. I mean, that's
A fair bet.
But that's all about injuries, because we know both guys are injury prone, Syndergaard and Paxton.
And how about this one? Home runs, Pete Alonso versus Luke Voit. That could be a good one.
Ooh, what, 1-1 so far?
Yeah, 1-1.
1-1.
That could be a good one.
All right.
So those are our
five
bets.
They remind me of each other, too, by the way. Luke Voit and Alonso kind of, like, they're almost like the same guy.
Slugging right-hand hitters.
They're almost like the same guy.
Who aren't good defensively.
Well.
Kind of look alike, don't they?
They do. That's what I said. Almost like these, like they're built like bulls, these guys.
Yeah, you're right. What I loved about Alonso is I had him on during that spring training shindig, and the guy he wants to be is Paul Goldschmidt. And that's the guy
that's a good
you want to hear him say. You know, because Goldschmidt became a really good defensive player, sneakily steals bases, hits home runs. That's the guy.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get to see him play tonight because, you know, the brilliant manager thinks
that's
he needs
ridiculous.
An off day.
The fact that he's sitting tonight is just stupid. I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, the manager
is. I mean, let the guy play.
Yeah.
He's 20. Was he 24, 23?
I want Dom Smith to play, but he should play left field at this point.
No, I'm good with that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.